Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program was brought to you by VisitNapaValley.com, the official page for travel to the Napa Valley, America's legendary wine, food, arts, and wellness capital. For more information, visit www.visitnapavalley.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, host of Full Service Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this show, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
All right, welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, Darren Bresnitz. Greg Bresnitz is on his way in, coming back from L.A. That was just Downtown Club. Song is Frontline. Shout out to Philadelphia, because that's where they're from. They'll be playing a little bit later today. And shout out to Heritage Network, because they have these awesome new bags that are Bagu bags with pizza on them. $10. Support the cause, heritageradionetwork.org. I just got mine. Thanks for the heads up, Liz. Super cool. We are joined today by friends first, friends last, friends always, Neek and Adam. Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Hi.
Hi.
Adam, I've known for 7 years, and I know that because it is Neek and Adam's 7-year anniversary today.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And Nika, I think I've known you for, I don't know, 12 years, 13 years?
Let's see. It would have been my junior year of college, which is a really long time ago.
20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like 30 years.
Yeah. I know she sounds young, but she's old as shit.
It's true.
Well done. You look great.
Thanks.
So we have Nika and Adam on the show today because it is, I think, my only friends who I've been friends with who actually opened a bar.
Really?
And successful. I mean, really good friends. I know other people have opened bars.
That's surprising. You know, so many food people. You know, people that have restaurants and stuff.
Let me dial it back. You are my friends from, like, my original group of New York friends.
Right.
Who have, like, we're going to open a bar. Now, I remember, and we can talk about the drink in a second, but I remember when Nika first started dating Adam, and Adam, I don't think you remember the story. You're like, I want to open a bar where there's only 5 types of beer, and you can only see my head, and we're going to serve drinks through like a little slot in the wall.
That's still a great idea.
And I was like, oh, okay, this guy's just messing with me. And then you guys opened a bar. So
it's different than that, too.
Egg on my face. So for those who don't know, what is the drink?
It's a bar that taps into the history of all of our families and our backgrounds. And it's the bar that we didn't think existed that we needed.
It's most of the myself and several of our partners are sailors. Adam comes from a long family of builders. One of our partners, not only he kind of has the trifecta, he's from a family of builders and sailors and bar and restaurant owners. And so it's kind of like an amalgamation of all of us in terms of like decor and kind of general vibes. And then, you know, we serve like nice beer, lots of kinds of booze, and the thing we're known for probably is punch.
Yeah, so before we get into the punch and what put you guys a bit on the map, how did it come about? You two were dating.
Mm-hmm.
Was this pillow talk turned real?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Also, 2008 hit, and
the economy crapped out?
Yeah, and I was a painter, and no one was buying paintings in 2008.
Don't they know that art is the world's greatest investment?
It is.
Yeah.
It's much better than buying it because you like it.
Yeah. So you guys are having some nice little Sunday pillow talk before brunch, and you're going, we need another bar.
Well, I mean, I think it was more like we both needed
hair
to be...
Hair splayed across the pillow.
Needed to be... I mean, that's way more romantic than it actually was. I mean, we were at a place where we were tired of working for other people, I guess, and managed to bring a good group together, like money, skills, blah, blah, blah.
Handsomeness.
So much handsomeness.
So much.
So this is, you know, when did the bar open?
2010, December of 2010.
December 4th.
Yes.
So a little over 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit, even though it's only 4 years, it was a radically different scene because you guys are over a bit on the...
We're on Manhattan Avenue and Grand Street in Brooklyn. So
yeah.
I guess East Williamsburg, Grand Street.
Yeah. And what was it like to open a bar at that time? What was it like just to open a bar in general?
It was a lot of work and the rewards were slim at first.
Really? A lot of late night drinking and sleeping at the bar and... Now kind of going nuts.
You built it out yourself, though, right?
I built most of it myself, yeah.
Yeah.
The design and the build is mainly Adam.
So what was that first day like? Do you remember it?
We went and had drinks at the Mark Bar in Greenpoint.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, the first day that we had it or the first day that we opened?
First day that you opened?
We were partners with the super famous Frankie Cisneros.
Frankie he's going to be so proud to hear himself described that way.
And,
do you think he's listening in Japan right now?
He's not in Japan yet.
Oh.
He leaves in a few days.
Do you think he's listening from Bushwick?
No.
No.
So he had a punch program at Prime Meats, and I'm a punch enthusiast, and we were talking about it. And he was super busy, and it was left more or less to me to get the punch program together for opening day. And he said, you're going to need all these different things. So I just tried to get all those things together. And then maybe 3 or 4 days before we opened, he came and sat down, and we just banged out a bunch of recipes. And luckily, our enthusiasm panned out.
I mean, I think the neighborhood was kind of thirsting for it. Like,
nice
there
pun.
Are a couple of other... Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Non-intentional. I mean, there are a couple of other really awesome bars there that we're friends with that they like, that we like a lot. You know, Lady J's is great. PCC is wonderful. Second Chance was open. Awesome spot. But I don't know. We were doing something that was a little different. And I think Adam was still nailing something in as we opened the doors and people just streamed in.
Actually,
it was a Friday night.
5:15 was the last screw I drove in, and we were open at 5.
Yeah.
Huh.
And we were not expecting it to be crazy because we didn't do press. We kind of were like quiet about telling people, and it was
Yeah, but
bonkers.
You guys have enough friends to fill your bar 4 times over.
There
yeah.
were tons of people though
I
that
have
we
a lot of
had
friends.
Like we didn't know though, you
yeah.
know.
And so the punch program took off. I mean the whole bar took off. It's a great place
Thank
to
you.
Hang out. And you guys have an annual tradition of, during the summer, the party that you do.
Oh, Pentecost?
We do yes. lots of weird parties.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the parties that you do. But let's start with the Pentecost party, because I've been to a few of those, and those are pretty insane.
Well, we have friends that had put together a band that played medieval Spanish music.
As one does.
And they were really surprised to find out that there was a pretty slim culture for medieval Spanish enthusiasm in New York.
Which is unfortunate.
And they had hosted a Pentecost party at their apartment the year before, and then they helped us build the place, and when Pentecost rolled around, we put our heads together, and we ended up having live sword fighting and artisanal mead. And
giant turkey legs.
Oh yeah, those were so good.
I think there was there sounds like the nerdiest thing. There was live readings of Morte d'Arthur. there was a guy wandering around playing the mandolin that actually nobody knew. He just showed up with his mandolin. And Adam gets really drunk and preaches
yep.
and baptizes
part of my process. Yeah.
So you dunk the head in water and then you get a shot off the communal whiskey bottle.
It's really
super healthy.
The Department of Health has approved it,
yeah.
so it's fine.
Yeah. and then our friend's band played, and I'm trying to remember. So they played at the drink quite a few times before they sadly disbanded, but they definitely were naked for one show.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's also the blessing.
The blessing?
When I do my sermon.
Right, the preaching.
So one year, we had some bad weather luck, and it was raining and thunder and lightning outside.
It was a month. If I remember correctly, it was a monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had built a robe out of the shimmering white cloth and then spray-painted a really reverent cross on it, and had disrobed except for a pair of shorts, and went out to give my sermon, and it was raining. I climbed up on some tables, and it looked like I was naked underneath. I was totally modest, though. I had shorts on, and as I was giving praise to the Almighty and threw my arms out and required a praise Jesus from the crowd, lightning crashed over my head. I felt like Jim Caviezel.
Yeah, and then our friend Lathan started singing gospel tunes. It was pretty great.
Oh my god, it's so awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, we do a lot of weird parties. We do our Krampus party every year for our anniversary.
Gala-gala-hay, which is
Gala-gala-hay.
Hands down the best food pun apple party name of all time.
My friend Bethany, our friend Bethany,
Bethany
came up with this big apple party that we do in the fall where we have tons of different kinds of cider and apple pies. 420 Blackbirds did pies this year, and bunch of bands play, and it's totally bonkers.
And you guys have a Super Bowl party today, right?
We do.
Big time.
Yeah. Chili dogs.
We have a TV in the back room over top of a fireplace. It's really cozy.
It's actually a pretty cozy room to, like, hang out. Oh, my God. Update today on couple at the window. They're dressed exactly the same.
Yeah.
Striped shirts. How do you say so thin? I have a salad for an appetizer. And a salad.
Salad for dinner.
For dinner. all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then I want to talk about the two other projects you guys are working on, which is the beer hall and the cider.
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes. Welcome, Gregory Bresnitz.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Just got in from L.A. Boy, my
No.
You already did that joke.
Yeah, but it wasn't on air.
Yeah, there's a reason.
You gotta put it out there for the people.
Our listening public demands these jokes.
No one demands these jokes. We have Adam Anika from the Drink Fame, and soon to be famous for other things.
Can we just say how Nika and I met? Do you remember?
You remember how we met?
I remember exactly where we met.
I do not remember.
I remember your hair.
Oh, I remember your hair.
Yeah.
Straightened?
It was. Well,
no,
yeah,
that was Harry Potter days.
Yeah. I don't remember, but you had like a little like pompadour type thing.
Oh, yeah.
We were outside John Henry in downtown Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah. Shout out to John Henry's.
DTEO.
It just closed.
It did?
Yeah.
Pour one out.
Probably because we stopped going there.
So, in addition to the drink, you guys have your hands in quite a many pies other than apple pies. But speaking of apples, you guys are about to start to make your own cider.
Yeah, we actually are about to launch a small farm-based craft cider company. It's been something we've been working on for the past year or so, but the cider is finally, a small batch is finally ready to start serving. It's exciting and also terrifying. Greenpoint Cidery.
I'll do it the name.
We
went to this place in Brooklyn called Greenpoint, and we loved it. And we were like, this place is just like inspires cider. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
Why don't you pop a bottle while you tell us more about it?
Okay.
Or I can pop a bottle. You talk.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, Adam and I are both big fans of hard cider, and especially like traditional farm styles. We like stuff that is pretty dry and tannic. And
he needs help.
Do you need a hand?
Maybe.
Do you, have you opened a bottle before?
Oh my god.
She's doing it with her teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, do you need help?
Maybe I'll here.
Oh,
here.
Oh, we can pass it around the room. Bands up next.
Does anybody want to? I'll lick it.
Narrow cork.
And
it's not about the narrow.
And
the
so our original plan was to open a.
My turn. Yeah, everyone gets like 10 seconds with the bottle. You know, I thought it was gonna be like a, like one of these like smooth things where like I open it and then you keep talking.
Right. I know.
All right, so keep talking.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Good thing I showed up. Yeah.
The original plan was to open a cider bar, and we have this friend, Raphael Lyon, who does this thing called Enlightenment Wines. He makes these really incredible small batch meads, which are really delicious. And he was like, well, why don't you guys just make it yourselves? There's, you know, you can do it through this license where you can also kind of open a bar and have your own thing. And we naively were like, sure, that sounds easy.
No, you just get a bunch of apples, let them sit, right?
Yeah, and so that kind of started us on this process of going really deep with cider and figuring out processes and where we wanted to go with it, and also planting a tiny little apple orchard upstate.
I met those landowners when you sent me up to their party.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. Because we, direct quote from those guys, well, we can all agree that the apocalypse is coming and we just need to be ready. And I was like,
they're ready.
They are ready.
Excellent. Yeah. They are. Well, that's another very long
story for another time
about what's going on with that land. But
So you guys planted your own orchard, and
yes.
What type of cider did you are you gunning for? Are you trying to make?
We're going kind of hearkening, I said that out loud in
you're
a conversation. Harkening.
I'm hearkening. We're hearkening.
We like really traditional styles. I mean, America was kind of, as a drinking society, founded on drinking like rum and cider. You know, Johnny Appleseed wasn't planting trees for us to drink apple juice.
What?
I know. He was planting hard cider trees.
He was a capitalist.
He was a capitalist, yeah. He was planting trees for people to make hard cider.
Cider had everything to do with the whole westward movement. Americans, or well, the Europeans that were becoming Americans, hadn't heard about boiling water yet, and every time they drank the water from this continent, they got sick and died. And they realized if they let some apples ferment in a barrel of water, they could drink it. And so, as a consequence, everyone in America drank cider all the time.
Awesome. That's like, it's like a carbon filter, like an apple filter, right?
Sure. So yeah, the cider that we're making is not probably like what a lot of people have tried. It's not woodchuck. It's not sweet.
It's not a big old sugar bomb.
No, there's no sugar, so it's fermented out without sugar. This batch that we did is fermented half with wild yeast, so it's kind of unpredictable. It's funky, it's farmhousey. We also like Spanish ciders, which tend to be pretty tart, so it's got a lot of weird things happening. And this actually is kind of an experiment.
Ooh,
because
that's nice.
This is a cider that is bottle conditioned, which means rather than us forcing air into the cider, we just let the yeast produce it. You add a little sugar when you put it in the bottle. The yeast eat all the sugar, create bubbles, and hopefully it's ready at this point.
It's delicious. It's super dry, super awesome.
This is kind of our stab at reclaiming some traditional America, which is incidentally kind of the driving force behind all of our business ventures. It's just to recognize that we're not going to reinvent the wheel. Let's just use the wheel to do something exciting.
And speaking of new business ventures, you also have Beer Hall opening up in Ridgewood, Queens.
Yes.
Called
Beerleichen. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Beerleichen is a an industry term for beer corpses. It's okay. It's an Oktoberfest joke. It's about people that have consumed too much fest beer and then need to take a nap outside for 24 hours.
Mm. 24 hours?
Yeah.
If you take it for 23, do you not get the designated title?
Right.
You don't get the crown.
Oh, you get the crown.
And that's gonna open, when's that going to be opened?
As soon as the city of New York allows us to be open. We're just waiting on... various inspections.
What it should be a couple of weeks, hopefully.
Probably more like 4 weeks.
What can we expect for opening party?
Well, we are leading off with just kind of traditional fest food, sausages, sauerbraten, pretzels, pickles, that kind of stuff. We have a fairly exciting draft menu and then a really crazy bottle menu for beers. We'll probably be leading off with Greenpoint Cider.
Boom.
Yeah.
Connection. Is it going to be kegged at all, or is it just bottles only?
Bottles and kegs.
We have 10. Oh, the cider or the...
The cider.
Yeah.
Cider. Both.
Both, yeah.
So these little pretty guys.
They're fun little.
Kegs as well.
I can't wait to see who's doing your logo art.
I am.
Nika.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Stick around, or if you guys got a...
Oh, also, opening party at Beerlation, we should mention, it's also a heavy metal bar. So... Oh,
naturally.
That, of course.
Metal!
So that is also something to look out for.
Okay.
Fantastic. Announcement coming soon. Where can people find you, get information?
Do you have a website?
Right now, the website, thedrinkbrooklyn.com for all things drink-related. I'm behind on starting the Greenpoint Cidery website, but you can also just email info@thedrinkbrooklyn.com if you want to contact us about that. And
Beerlation has a Facebook account, and so like we'll be launching soon.
Lichen it.
Lichen us.
Oh,
Welcome back to Snacky Tunes. I'm glad, Greg, that before you came into the studio, you ate half a pizza.
I didn't eat anything. I literally, the flight was at like 6 a.m.
And then you came in, and while delivering, you spilled it all over the mixer.
I like to make an entrance. I haven't been here for about a month. You got to let me know I'm back.
Yeah.
So well, pizza on the console. Greg's been here.
Pizza on the console. That's a good band name. Or that's a good album name, right?
Pizza on the console.
Anyway, we got Downtown Club from our hometown, Philadelphia. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Hello. Thanks.
Nice to meet all of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys bring any cheesesteaks? Because we just gave you pizza.
We should have brought some cheesesteaks.
By the way,
what's your favorite cheesesteak place?
Favorite cheesesteak place? I don't know. I used to love Steve's Steaks.
Okay.
Expensive steaks. They do like a flat steak, not chopped. Delicious American cheese melted.
Mm. Oh, interesting. Oh, I was just saw like an LA food truck that like tried to talk about like the heritage of Philly cheesesteaks, and you like realize that like by the second paragraph that like they were just talking way too much.
Yeah.
Like it was just like me thinks the lady doth protest too much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, so were you reading Shakespeare in your
And eating they and talked eating. Wait, let me ask you this. They talked about the Philly lean. Five people from Philly in here. Anybody?
Yeah, it's when you like lean out and hold the sandwich over you so you don't get anything on you.
Damn it. Have you three heard of this before?
Greg, I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, okay. You've heard
but
it, Dan?
I worked in food for never quite a long time.
Have you? Yeah, I've never done it.
That's why you have. I'm like, that's why you have cheese whiz all over your pants.
Lean back. Well, who gets cheese whiz?
Well, if I do eat a cheese steak, I'll let the grease dribble all down.
Yeah,
he's a messy one.
Wait a second. Whiz, provolone, without? I
generally stay away, but usually provolone.
Okay. I'm a white American with onions.
Ooh, always onions.
Yeah.
You have to get onions.
Hoagie style? With the lettuce and tomatoes?
Yeah, but he doesn't eat meat, so he just has...
Oh, what's that place? Gianda's?
Gianda's Grill, yeah.
Yeah, the vegan.
But actually, those on...
It's Govinda's.
It's called Blackbird now.
Oh, did they still do the vegan one?
They do.
Thing is, though, I had a couple of them, and they're good enough.
Yeah.
They're good enough.
It's fast food. It's greasy fast
Yeah,
it's a bomb. I don't know what I'm eating. It's like bread and then a whole bunch of stuff.
But they actually also have some of the best vegan desserts ever there too. So anyway,
so welcome.
Thanks
for driving up.
Yeah.
I also don't see any Wawa hoagies for us.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
You wanted a shorty.
Sorry. I wanted a shorty.
You wanted a shorty.
It was someone from Philly once tried to. They're like, you know, shorty. Like this. I was like, I am aware of the sizes of the Wawa hoagies. Thank you so much.
Classic. You want a classic?
Classic
you want a shorty?
Junior and a shorty. Yeah. When they put in those touch screens. For the sandwich.
Yes.
Never afraid that my sandwich would come out wrong again.
No. They're like mechanics in there. It's wonderful.
So tell us about your band. How'd you guys get together? How'd you all meet?
We got together about probably 6 years ago. And Travis and Dan know each other from school and moving companies in Philly. And Travis and I knew each other from working together at a bowling alley.
Oh, which one?
North Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I started there right when they opened.
What was your role?
I was a bartender.
Oh, okay. And what was also your role? Like number?
DJ.
What was my role number?
Yeah, like were you a good bowler?
Oh, I was actually an okay bowler. I was on a team when I was 5 with another girl named April. So we were the only people on our bowling team, and that was how I became great at bowling.
Did you like 140, 150?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's... Yeah, totally.
Bumpers, no bump. Anyway, disco bowling.
Always bumpers. No, well, there was disco bowling because this guy plays lots of disco.
Yeah, but they only have one set pair of size 14 shoes there, which are always taken, so I can't. They're always used up.
Could you put on your rider?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Like the shoes for me?
Like going. 6-pack, bottle of Jameson, and a size 14 pair of bloggers. And my own private lane an hour before my set to clear my head.
6-pack and bottle of Jameson for the kiddie afternoon party, right? So you guys met through various jobs and had the band come together.
Travis wanted to start a band, and I come from a musical background with school and all that jazz, so we started playing together, and then we needed a drummer. Went through a few drummers, and he knew Dan drummed and wasn't playing with anybody at the moment, and it clicked.
In Philly, what is like the hardest musician to find? Like a good drummer is always hard to find, bass player... Sax man, tambo.
Well, Philly's very interesting right now. I mean, it is, there's so much going on in everything, in music, in art, in food, in booze, and I don't know, I feel like everybody and their mother is a musician right now, so it's or you know what I mean?
Mom on Drums.
Yeah, gosh, that would be awesome.
That's another good band name.
Yeah.
Mom on Drums.
Mom on Drums.
All right, let's hear a song. Let's rip it.
I feel like Mom on Drums would be a good like band name. Like a night.
That's literally what I just said. No, band name.
Not a name, a night.
You
want to
do
like a,
we can talk after. We'll talk after.
Can you talk for one more second?
Oh, yeah.
So I
yeah. Patter. Back and forth.
Oh, my God.
I know. They want to play a song. I have to retune.
Remember when you told me, Greg, that when you made the decision that you're either going to become a DJ or a drummer?
Yep.
You wanted to be a drummer?
No, it was in Eugene, my senior year in college. I was like, well, I'm going to move to New York and I probably should either learn how to play drums or become a DJ. And becoming a DJ was about
I
thought that you wanted to just do frisbee golf for the rest of your life.
First off, Mika, and this is, it was varsity frisbee,
ultimate frisbee, or do you call it disc golf? Or how, I know that people are sensitive terminology.
You know nothing of my work.
Did you get a big F to wear? Or was it a UF?
I know it was an FU.
Oh, all right. You guys ready?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Downtown Club live on Snacky Tunes.
For the Bridge and Matt song.
What's this called?
This is called. Can you hear? Is this going?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. So this is called Bridge and Rat, kind of like Bridge and Pratt. If you are from Philadelphia,
got it.
It is an L stop.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Live on Snacky Tunes.
All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
We should probably go home more.
We're to Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah. How often you guys play?
Well, so our drummer here, our handsome drummer, has
so handsome.
Lovely. Yeah. He's very handsome.
It's such a day of handsome men.
There are a lot of handsome men here right now. Yeah, I think. And lovely ladies.
Lovely ladies.
Yeah. So Dan's lady friend is a German lady, and he was out there for a few months. So last time we played was Firefly Festival last year. And we're now kind of getting our shows going again. And we have a show booked in March, trying to get another show booked in February.
Where are you playing?
We're playing at a batting cage in Philly. There's batting cages opened up at 6th and Girard called Everybody Hits.
Love it.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And 6th and Girard is not the, you know, most, can get a little sketchy around there. But it's neat. It's fun. You bring all your gear and...
Is it a guaranteed singles club where no one strikes out?
Ba-dum-ding.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Greg. are they doing shows there?
They do a show once a month, and it's kind of awesome because, you know, for us, we're older musicians. There are a lot of young people in Philadelphia playing music, and a lot of our friends play shows there now, and it's nice to be out of a bar or out of a club and be somewhere where you're...
Oh, it's all ages.
It's all ages.
Take the family.
You can take the fam. You can take...
Do they have mini golf there, too?
They actually have a mini golf / pinball space about 4 blocks north of Everybody Hits.
When you say slash, are they combined? Like, there's pinball on the mini golf course?
That would be great, actually. A pinball game at each spot, at each hole.
Yeah, you sink and then get a rack 10,000 points, and then you can get to the next hole.
Be the longest game.
Yeah, it'd be a long game. That's great. I mean,
and who are some of the bands, the baby bands that you're, or younger, youngin' bands that you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. What do you think?
You mentioned one earlier with Nothing and
America. Oh, yeah. Younger guys. Like, there's so many bands coming out of Philadelphia
right now.
The guys
we work with, like in this guy band, Mannequin Pussy.
Mannequin Pussy.
But these are bands that were in New York and just moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Philly's just, it's just easier to do art down there.
It's very affordable. You know, there's so many venues now, like with R5 opening up, like you have Union Transfer, you have Boot and Saddle, you have West Philly, which is full of house parties and spaces. And
my favorite club of all time, current club, the Dolphin.
And the Dolphin. We played the Dolphin before it got turned into a dance club. And we actually played with strippers dancing on the poles in front of us.
Awesome.
The entire time. It was really very cool.
So before it got turned, you got turned.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got a turn.
Can we hear another song? Can we rip another tune?
Yeah. Let me retune. So can you talk first?
More patter.
How was Patti Smith?
Patti Smith was great.
You saw Patti Smith?
Yeah.
Oh.
She still got it.
She does.
Even when she's even, and this is self-proclaimed on her own, even when she doesn't got it, she still got it. She said it's a bit of a messy show, but that's fine. She covers Nirvana.
I mean, you kind of want Patti Smith to be a messy show, right? Like, you don't, like, no one's looking for, like, tight grooves.
Nope. No.
Yeah, super fun. Not like Fleetwood Mac, which is just, like, buttoned up to a T.
No, it's kind of like... There are some wrong notes played, and sometimes the band doesn't come back in together.
Hey.
But it's like,
hey, Greg.
Did you know she plays guitar? Like shreds.
Yeah.
Like I guess I've never seen her actually shred, but she like shreds.
You've actually never heard of Patti Smith before yesterday, but she seemed pretty cool.
Her name is Patricia.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Pat,
old Margaret Smith.
Ugh. I'm so glad I made it back. Why isn't there a blizzard?
Wait, isn't that Maggie Smith? Oh my God, who seen Maggie Smith and Patti Smith ever in the same room together? No one. Same person. Same person. Same name. Same person. Think about it.
What's this next song?
This next song. What is this next song? This song is called "Factory Lighting."
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Live on Snacky Tunes.
Live on Snacky Tunes. Here we go. Whew. New one. Okay. Thank you.
So good.
I was going to ask, for when you played Dolphin before, was Dolphin with the strippers, like, where did you notice any change into their moves, like, based on the fact that you weren't, like, a 90s club jam, or was it just kind of like, could have been any?
You seem to know a lot about the music they play at Dolphin for the strippers, Greg.
Yes. I'm well versed in it.
Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah, Oregon. We were, like, baptized by the fire strip clubs, or something like that.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Oregon, most strip clubs per capita. Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
I had no idea.
My ex-girlfriend, his father owned 3 strip clubs, and he told me once that nudity knows no recession.
Really?
Hey, Kenna. You too. And not like fun strip clubs, like whatever you're thinking about, like
the
mall strip clubs. Where it's
wait. Do you mean strip malls?
Yes. That's where they get their name from.
Ding.
Yeah. Man.
Over there.
Yeah. So you guys
wait, answer the question.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so yeah, no, I think they enjoyed our tunes. I think they got down low and up high.
Did anyone take their tips and buy like one of your EPs?
No, we didn't really have
no merch.
That would have been no merch.
Yeah.
We've been together for a long time and we actually have no merch, and we do have one.
All sold out, right?
All sold out.
That's all sold out.
That's what we tell everybody.
Yeah.
And that was our second time dancing or performing with the strippers.
Oh.
Dancers.
They're like, Dan, you look good. Get up there.
I thought I saw some good moves.
No live drums, so since we can't have live drums, get up on the plane. Get up there.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
sweet.
You're working on you got the show in March. You're working on a show in February.
Yep.
Recording, you guys get back in the studio?
We are. We've been talking about it. I think we're very hot right now with our creativity, so we're kind of now have compiled a group of songs that we're very excited about, and we will, you know, work them out and then go into the studio and see what happens.
Where are you going to record in Philly?
Well, we recorded with Jeff Ziegler in the past, at Uniform Recording. So, I mean, we'll go to Jeff or we'll see what happens. I don't know. We're kind of creating a new sound.
Oh, like,
it's interesting. That's
Philadelphia sound?
We are, yes, the Philadelphia sound.
I don't think anyone's used that before. So
no,
that's a free one. That's a free
we'll
one.
We'll hold on to that one.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that one.
Just don't Google
Kenny
that.
Kenny Gamble's
the
mob.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, right? No problem, Kenny.
So, yeah. So it's cool. We finally figured out how to write together and not just, you know.
How do you make the decision then go on to develop a new sound? Or at least, how do you guys do it?
We've learned to jam. Like, we get together once a week, sometimes twice a week, and I don't know. I love how Dan drums. I don't think anybody drums like him. He knows how to not give it all up when he's drumming, and that makes it really exciting, and it allows us to kind of open up and take our time in creating, and I don't know. It's good. I don't know how to explain it. I'm the worst at explaining music. I hate telling people we sound like anybody.
Dan, you want to lean in there?
I don't know.
It's like the process of evolution. You start out with something, and bands are often sometimes they're a democratic process. So with us, we each put our input in, and it takes a long time to get to decisions made or sort of a final product. But it's something that we all sort of contribute to. So you start out with one sound, and then something, like anything, evolves, like most relationships, and it changes, and then your musical tastes change, and we're just not we're going in a different direction, but we're manipulating what we've done so far and taking what we're learning and integrating it. So
what he said.
That was a good experience.
Yeah, that was well good.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know why I have the microphone. I usually never talk. Usually we let this guy over.
So quick question. Describe your guitar playing. Like, what does it sound like? all right. So we want to make sure that we have time for one more song. But where can people go to find you on the web?
Yeah, we're on the web. We don't have much on the web, but you can find. We have stuff on the YouTubes. If you put in the Downtown Club or Downtown Club band. There's actually a venue called the Downtown Club in Philly, so that comes up a lot.
And that's located on the east side?
Yes, it is on the east side. Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Travis, isn't that our namesake?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can find us there. We have stuff on SoundCloud, on Bandcamp, and Facebook.
Yeah, awesome.
The Uges.
And keep your eyes open for the Pizza on the Console EP coming out. out of the oven sometime later this spring.
All right, well, while you guys tune up, I just want to thank everyone. Thank you to Heritage. Thank you to Liz. Thank you to Jack, Aaron. Thank you to Roberta, Nika, Adam. Please go to heritageradionetwork.org to support. We are counting on your support. Donate some money. Get an awesome pizza bag. Not a bag for pizza, but literally a bag with pizza on it.
That'd be amazing. For $100, we will fill that bag with pizza.
Oh, my God. Let's just get a plastic shopping bag and just fill it with pizza slices.
I would like a bag made out of pizza.
Liz, I know you're writing down all these good ideas. You wrote this one down? Yeah, she's writing. She's writing it down. We'll be back next week.
I'll be back for a bunch of weeks.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy. Yeah, actually, we'll both be back. I hope the Seahawks stomp all over those dirty cheaters tonight. God, such a bunch of cheaters. And the room is divided. All right, here we go. One last song from Downtown Club from Philadelphia. I want to shout out to Mom and Dad because we love you.
Yeah. Aww. Thanks for coming out and hanging with me in L.A., Dad. It was awesome.
Yeah. We'll see you. We'll see you next week. 1 week from now, we'll be right back in these chairs. Oh. Bye. Bye.
Okay, a little faster than
We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.